If you were a raindrop and your buddy was also a raindrop and both of you were falling together, falling down near Stark, Florida, you could wind up oceans apart. And that's because Stark lies close to the boundary between two big watersheds. Land a little east of Stark and you'll meander through a vascular system of tributaries into the St. John's River and out to the Atlantic. If your buddy lands a bit to the west, off she goes through a different web of tribs, sweeping her into the Suwannee River and out to the Gulf of Mexico. Adios, amigo. But along the way, you both pick up a little muck.
Swirl erodes and it has to go someplace. It goes downhill, flows into rivers and streams.
Coastal engineer Dr. Kevin Bodge says all kinds of stuff washes into the tributaries. Detritus from trees, oil and gas leaked onto the road, and of course, trash. Where the water slows down,
the sand and mainly silt and clay, it drops out. And that eventually fills the area up with silt and muck.
That's sedimentation. Bodge's colleague, Eric Olson, principal coastal engineer at Olson Associates, takes it from here.
It's particularly problematic in the tributaries of the St. John's River, where there's lower flow and intense development. For example, if you go to the Ortega River 50 years ago, it was mostly a sandy bottom. If you go to it today and look at it, it's principally all mud.
The sedimentation can impair a stream's flow. Technically, it's called its conveyance. Think of it like a pipe. Water flows well when the pipe is clear.
But say you filled that pipe up halfway or three quarters, then its conveyance is significantly reduced.
And that's what's been building up in Mike Webster's mind and in his backyard.
Now you see how marshy this is?
How wet, gooey.
Webster lives on Fishweir Creek in Avondale. Sedimentation has filled in Fishweir Creek so much that nothing works like it used to. Boats and manatees can't get in. And the water pooling in Webster's backyard doesn't flow out. In 2003, the Army Corps of Engineers and the city of Jacksonville came up with a plan to dredge Fishweir Creek. But 11 years on, nothing has been done.
Restoration plan has been discussed and proposed since the 80s.
This is 2014, so
yeah,
what?
Yeah, we're 15, 20 years behind. It's a matter of priorities.
The cost is a little over $7 million. Right now, the money is not there.
Jacksonville City Councilman Jim Love is chairman of the Waterways Committee, and he basically says, yeah, it is a matter of priorities. We'd love to dredge Fishweir Creek, but it's not preventing anyone from getting to work or a hazard to public health. And did you catch that last city budget standoff? I asked Eric Olson, the coastal engineer, how long he thinks it will take to dredge Fishweir Creek.
That's one that probably, if I had to bet, will never be built. It's pretty low on the priority scale.
Peter Hayden, WJCT News.